Just like old times, huh? It's almost like I never left. Yeah, I guess it is a little different with just the two of us. But that's not so bad, right? I mean, there's never much legroom back here with Johnny's gangly ass taking up so much space. Did that dude ever stop growing? Maxed out at 6'7". Holy shit! Really? God, I assume you never made the NBA, or I probably would have heard about that, right? I know you used to be a big deal on campus. Oof. Blood and knee, huh? Man. Not easy to go pro when you're from the sticks like we are. What's he doing these days? Car dealership. No shit. I'm sure it helps the tower over the customers. You're gonna buy this Honda, or else. I'm glad he landed on his feet. Nice guy. Taught me how to shotgun a beer. Speaking of which, stop hogging the cooler over there. Hit me. Supplying the alcohol has always been your God-given talent, huh? We all figured you'd open a liquor store someday. What about Erica? She ever do anything with her art? Oh, nice! Graphic designer. Not exactly the fancy gallery shows she was dreaming of, but sounds like she at least made a living with something she loves. Doing better than the rest of us, right? Yeah, you can't chase a dream forever. Life has a funny way of forcing you to settle sometimes. Going there, huh? Yeah, that was a thinly veiled reference to my ex. Guess I should have made it more thickly veiled. Oh, and thank you so much for pointing it out. Nah, I don't mind talking about it. I've made my peace with everything. It was a mistake. But sometimes you just gotta learn by doing, you know? You get a blind spot for somebody, that puppy love hits, and you get caught up in some dumb shit. No, he's not the only reason I moved away. I had some job prospects lined up too, but all of those dried up eventually. The city is cutthroat, man. I used to think this place moved too slow for me, but now I'm just glad to be home. You too, huh? Well, thanks. It's good to be back. I appreciate you rolling out the welcome wagon for me on such short notice. I felt a little bit lonely when I heard everyone else moved away. No, you're not chopped liver, dipshit. You know you're always my favorite. Come on, don't make me kiss your ass. I was never good at that mushy stuff. Yeah, I missed you too. I've missed everybody, but you especially. I'm glad I got to see you again. Everything's changed so much. Time marches on, I guess. I saw they closed down Mickey's bar. It's, what, like a sub shop now? How's a girl supposed to get thrown out of a sandwich place for drunken disorderly, huh? Yeah, I'm sure I could still find a way. Cheers to that. Thanks for always believing in me. The stars are pretty tonight. Did you actually learn the names of the constellations yet, or are you still making up bullshit ones? Yeah, I didn't study much astronomy, but I'm pretty sure there's no kangaroo. Not in the heavens, not in the zodiac. Nowhere outside of Australia, really. Blanket's comfy. It's the same one from before, right? Hope you washed it once or twice. I told you that I caught Carmen and Eli boning on it, right? Oh, shit, I did it? Oh, man. I thought I did. I'm sorry. Oh, they swore me to secrecy. I figured if I was going to tell anybody, it'd be you, but I was given it about a 2-week grace period to at least make it seem like I was trying to keep my promise. I guess after that, I forgot. Yeah, I didn't actually see anything, but you could tell what was going on. He was zipping up and her hair was a mess. Judging from body language and the look on her face, I don't exactly think he rocked her world. Oh, wow. Damn near made me choke. You're just all in, huh? You must be a little tipsy already to be going no filter like that. Why didn't we ever hook up, you ask? I don't know, man. You tell me. I was giving you all the signs. Oh, absolutely I was. How fucking dense are you? The night when I was shivering in the back of the truck and you put your jacket around me, when you drove me home, I invited you in for coffee, right? And what'd you say, you dumb fuck? Your memory's fuzzy? Well, I'll remind you, because I remember that shit verbatim. Nah, got an early start tomorrow. Can't get all hopped up on caffeine at midnight. See you around. Oh, can I get my jacket back? Yeah, you fumbled, dumbass. I didn't take it personally, though. I'm aware that you're just, you know, not that bright. I used to be your tutor, remember? I know your entire academic history. I was dropping hints left and right even back then, but your stupid-ass roommate was always hanging around. I spent, like, a lot of time sucking on the end of my pencil, remember? Seriously? You just thought I had an oral fixation? I mean, I do, but my pencil wasn't the thing I really wanted to be sucking on. No way. No, be serious right now. Come on. You're fucking joking. No way. I can't believe you're just now telling me this. You used to rub one out before I'd come to your dorm so you wouldn't be all bricked up while I was walking you through your homework? Wow. You're blowing my mind, bro. That's so damn stupid. I would have happily rubbed one out for you if you just asked. I guess we really fucked things up, huh? Two ships passing in the night. But I mean, we're here now, right? Both single, a little older, a little wiser. Perhaps a little hornier. You got anything you still need tutored on? You know, besides constellations. Yeah, I can do that. Come here. Cuddle up and let's stargaze. It's cool if I put my head on your shoulder, right? Hi. You smell nice. Getting me all distracted. Okay, look straight up. You see that cluster of three stars? The one that you'd probably say is called the Worm or some stupid shit? Yeah, that's Orion's belt. And this is your belt. I have to unfasten it so I can slip my hand down the front of your pants. Like so. Shh. Are you looking at the stars or are you looking at me? Keep your eyes up to the heavens and let me just take you there, sweetie. So let me circle back here and get this straight. Back in the day, before I'd come over to your room, you were so worried about pitching a tent in front of me that you'd stroke this stiff cock. Up and down, nice and slow. Just like I'm doing right now. Oh yeah? What were you thinking about? Come on, spare no filthy detail, I want to hear everything. If I'd known that, I would have railroaded your goofy-ass roomie right out into the hallway myself. Jimmy, or Jeremy, or whatever the fuck his name was. I'd have made you pound me right into your dumb little bunk bed. But in just a second, you're gonna pound me right into your truck bed, so... The more things change, the more they stay the same. In due time, my guy, in due time. You've waited all these years. A few more minutes won't kill you. Besides, I'm enjoying jerking this dick. Just like you used to, because you were apparently so sexually intimidated by me. In case you bust, you have any of your crusty socks from college still lying around? Nah, you're not gonna cream your jeans. You've got more stamina than that, right? You owe that big load to the poor little pussy you neglected all those years ago. Now kiss me and try not to blow ropes in your boxers when my tongue curls around yours. Mm. Get those jeans off. I want to see what my hand's working on. Ooh, pretty. That handsome cock bathed in the moonlight. All that pre-cum glistening. I don't think there's an Orion's dick constellation, but maybe there should be. That sounds like something you'd come up with. Here. Based on what happened last time I tried to get this dick, let me make myself very clear so that you don't get all confused and drive home. I don't actually want coffee. I don't even drink coffee. I want you to fuck the shit out of me. Oh, your cock twitched. Down, boy. Save that for the big finish. You like my little fit tonight, right? The sneakers with the skirt? You complimented it enough. It's gonna be awfully hard to beat up this pussy through my panties. You wanna reach down and take those off of me? Attaboy. Throw those in the fucking field for all I care. We won't be needing them anymore anyway. Now then, come on, get on top of me. I want to watch the stars while you rail me so hard that I see some new ones. I'll even let you name them. You ready to right the wrongs of the past? Put all those misconnections behind us and bang it out like fate always had in store? Then get under that skirt and get in this tight pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, it's as good as I imagined. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Come on, work those hips and get this heavy-duty truck that's bouncing like a fucking lowrider. Let's give your suspension a good workout, baby. Fuck. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, I fantasized about this for so fucking long, and now it's finally happening. Shit. Oh, my legs dangling in the air. Sneakers bouncing in the back of your truck. Oh, it was worth the fucking wait. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, made me scream so loud the whole fucking town hears. Fuck. Fuck. Shit, yes. Oh, my God, right there. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yes, maybe right there. Oh, my God, more. More. More, 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 more. Fuck, make me soak this fucking blanket. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, I'm gonna come on that cock so fucking hard. Make up for lost time and troll this pussy until your tires go flat. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh my God. Hide. Fuck. Yeah. Oh, Kirsten sucked my neck just like that. Oh, you turned me inside out. Oh my god, your cock pounding in and out of me is so fucking good. Oh, fuck. I'm just gonna watch the stars with a dreamy expression on my face while you fuck me into a trance. Oh my god, this is perfect. Oh my god. Oh, it's so good, yes. Oh my god. Oh fuck, yes. Oh fuck, baby. Oh my god. 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 Oh fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna fucking come after all these years. You're gonna make me come. I don't want you to fill me up, okay? Okay? And we're blowing loads to me in secret. I don't want you to do it loud and proud in this hungry little pussy and make it drip down to my ass, okay? Yeah? Please. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh my god. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Give it to me. Give it to me. I want back this needy little fucking pussy full of your cum like it was always meant to be. Fuck. Oh, fuck yes, baby. Holy shit. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, god damn. Oh, so good. You're finally right where you belong, huh? Tangled up in a heap in the back of your truck with your dick buried inside me. Holding all your cum inside. Nostalgia hits hard, huh? Mm-hmm. No more third wheels. Just you and me, bud. Oh, what a way to welcome you back. If I'd known it was gonna be like this, I'd have come home ages ago. Come here. Lay back down next to me. Yeah, come on. Wrap me up in your arms and let's look at the stars together. I think we broke the curse of Carmen and Eli. At long last, someone's been fucked properly on this blanket. This makes us official, right? You're not dancing the tailgate tango with a different old flame every night, are you? Good. Then let's grab lunch tomorrow at that stupid fucking sub shop where our bar used to be. It looked like they had pulled pork. And you know I'm all about that shit. Look, it's the Big Dipper. Remember when we both worked at the burger stand and you tried to tell me it was called the Fry Basket? Oh, God, that sounds good, though. Let's get some fries tomorrow, too. Hmm? What do you think?